Hey there, welcome to the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast. Do you wish you could find a sustainable way to get healthy and not feel overwhelmed in the process? Do you find yourself up late at night scouring Pinterest for meal prep ideas and quick workouts? Do you wake up with big ambitious goals only to feel stressed out and disappointed when you fall back in your old habits, drive through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru for the second time this week, all while the fresh produce you just bought goes bad? Hey, I'm Rebecca. I too am a working mom of two littles and self-proclaimed hot mess mom. All my life, I've struggled with trying to maintain a healthy weight and feel good in my skin. I could add yo-yo dieter to my resume. After I packed on 50 plus pounds with two pregnancies, I decided to change for good. I wanted to stop obsessing about food, stay consistent, and set a good, healthy example for my kids. But I kept telling myself that I didn't have the time, the energy, or accountability to stay on track. Until I changed my mindset and created one healthy habit at a time. In this podcast, you will find simple, actionable steps so you can create a healthy lifestyle and get relief from the overwhelm. Spray that dry shampoo, grab your iced coffee, turn up the volume, and let's get healthy. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. I want to take a moment and say thank you to everyone out there who is listening to this podcast. It is growing leaps and bounds, and I'm so excited about where this is all going to go and all the hopes and dreams I have for my future with this podcast. I just kind of see now, and it's amazing and unbelievable. So I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking any time out of your day to listen to this. And I hope that it's bringing you some type of value. I hope that you feel motivated and encouraged that you can do things. You can do anything you put your mind to. And if you have 2 seconds out of your day after listening to this, if you wouldn't mind just giving me a review on iTunes, it helps grow this podcast so much. And I love looking at your feedback. So, for today's episode, I think I'm doing this episode as much for everyone out there listening as I am for myself as a reminder, because there are certain times in no matter what you're working on in life, right, where you get in your head, whether it's a health journey, whether it's a work goal that you have, whether it's a goal for anything, right? Whether it has to do with saving money, whether it has to do with just trying to be less stressed, whatever it is, we all have goals and we all can get into our heads. So this week, Like I said, I think I'm doing this just as much for everyone out there listening as I am for myself, putting it in the universe that, you know, for a Mindset Monday, I think, you know, the terminology that we use is so big all the time. You know, I catch myself being a little bit of a negative Nancy sometimes. And, you know, I've talked on this podcast about how I want to put a choose happiness or choose joy tattoo on my wrist, because I think I need the reminder to just choose the positivity, choose to see the good in the world, choose to see the goodness out of things instead of always, you know, going towards the negative, which I tend to do, which is something that I personally am working on. But for anyone out there listening that is starting anything, whether it's you have a goal to run a 5K, you have a goal to run a marathon, you have a goal to lose 30 pounds, you have a goal to, you know, get your blood work looking better, you have a goal, whatever it is, whether it's something personal, health and wellness related, you know, I know this podcast is about health and wellness, but we all have goals, whether they're health and wellness related or about anything else, like I said. So I want us to stop saying, I can't, right? I can't do this. It's too hard. I can't do this. I don't have time. I can't make it work because of this. You know, it's a trap. And talking to ourselves that way is only going to bring us down. There's nothing to come from it, nothing good, right? I'm going to choose to look at the positive for as many things as I can. And I want you to do the same, because I want to challenge you to really sit and think. You can do hard things, no matter what your goal is that seems impossible. We all have had things that have happened to us in our lives, various things from the time we were like young, where maybe you lost a parent, maybe you lost a grandparent. That was hard to deal with, but you got through it and you're stronger. You learned so much life lessons. Maybe you had an ill parent, maybe you were ill yourself, maybe you lost a job, right? Maybe you had a really sick kid. Maybe just pregnancy was really hard for you. Maybe, you know, maybe moving into a house was super stressful. Maybe you almost lost a mortgage. Maybe you almost went bankrupt, or maybe did go through bankruptcy, right? These are real things that people deal with that are hard. Heck, we all just went through a pandemic. I would like to think we're on the other side, but reality is we're still in it, but things are looking a little bit brighter. But rewind our lives 2 years ago, and it was pretty dark. No one knew what was to come, and we all got through it. If you're listening to this today, you got through it, and maybe it wasn't easy, but it was hard, but you got through it. Whether maybe you had a health challenge and maybe you've lost 50 pounds and maybe you've packed on some of those pounds again, you've done it before. You've done the hard work. You can do hard things. I think we all need the reminder sometimes that this is the laundry list of hard things that we have all been through in our lives. And I know if you're listening to this, you're a busy working mom. Every day is hard, right? Like every day just trying to juggle it all and feel like you can keep yourself floating seems hard, and you do it every day. And I want to put this out there to say, stop saying you can't do something. I know I do that. Like for years, I said I couldn't do this podcast because I didn't have time. I know I've talked about that in my first episode about the excuses that I've made, the negativity I had about it, that I just couldn't make it work. I couldn't put the work in. I didn't have the time. I couldn't do it with juggling everything else I had to do. But you know what? I'm doing it. Week after week, I put in the time. It's a priority to me now. And if we want to talk about health and wellness, are we making that a priority? Are we using excuses and we're bringing the negativity into it? Look, I can't. I've tried before and I can't do it. I don't have the time to work out. I don't have the time to grocery shop. I don't know how to cook. Whatever it is, the negative talk that we do, we need to remind ourselves we can do it because we've done harder things before. We've done much harder things, right? Like people have so many hard struggles in their lives and we've all come out the other side. If you are listening to this today, you have come out on the other side. And I would like to think that you're stronger because of it. The struggles that we deal with in our lives make us stronger. So like I said, I'm doing this for you guys just as much as I am myself because I battle with this a lot too. And another thing that is so important that I think we all get in our heads about is recognizing that progress is most important and way more important than perfection. Nobody's perfect. I don't care who you are, where you are, or what the heck you're doing. No one's perfect. You see all these people on Instagram, everything looks perfect, like rainbows and butterflies. But the reality of situations are no one's perfect. No one has a perfect life. Everyone has a struggle. And it's the progress that we work towards every single day that is going to make us reach our goals and make us stronger because of that. So this whole concept around progress is better than perfection, I cannot stress that enough. And that is where, I get in my head a lot too, where I do strive for perfection. It's just the kind of personality that I have. And I know it's not good because I'll never be perfect. I'll never be good enough. I'll never reach everything I want. And if I did, I probably would want something else, right? You always want what you can't have. But the goal that I set, that realistic goal, I know that striving towards progress every day is what's going to pay off in the long run to get me to where I feel confident and I feel solid and I feel like I've reached my goal. But I want you guys to know that it's not something that just comes easy, right? It's something that is a mental struggle for a lot of us, and we have to work really hard to talk positive to ourselves, remind ourselves of the things that we've been through and the things that we've done, right? Like if you're out there and you're a busy working mom, you've been through pregnancy, you've been through birth, you've been through raising your kids, whatever ages they are. And every day is a challenge. Every day gets harder, right? There's a new struggle. There's a new thing that pops up. And, you know, with kids and juggling social media and all of this new stuff that generations before us never had to deal with, this stuff is hard, but we're going to do it. And we're going to do it together, right? We are not alone in any of this. If you have a health and wellness journey, you're not alone. There's people out there that will support you. I promise you that. And where I get into my head is, you know, this journey of health and wellness, it's something that's very important to me. And it's something that I am working towards on every single day. And sometimes the results don't come fast enough, right? Like sometimes you really get in your head because you just feel like a failure if you don't reach your goals in the time frame that you've given yourself. But I know that what I'm doing every day, the little steps that I'm taking and the steps that I've taken in the past will only help me for the future. So let this be a reminder to yourself that if you're working on your health and wellness, weight loss goals, all of those things, start small. Pick one thing. I know I talk a lot about that on this podcast. That's really how I started. I started with small things and progress over perfection. I knew I was never going to be perfect. Heck, I've talked on this podcast about how I ate 6 cupcakes in 24 hours, how I binge on Ben & Jerry's ice cream, how I have a ready whipped cream problem. I am far from perfect. I am far from it. So know that In order to get to whatever your goal, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to work towards progress every day to get to your goal. That's it. Baby steps. It doesn't have to be like overnight, you know, change everything. So even if, you know, for a goal, let's say you want to lose 30 pounds and you want to work towards one thing, like removing bread from your house. Like you don't want to eat any more bread. Bread is the thing that you want to get rid of because you're addicted to bread, bread and butter. Who doesn't like hot bread and butter? Maybe you just said, I can't have it in my house. I want to get rid of it. Progress, right? Like you're getting rid of that. And every day you should acknowledge that you've done that hard thing. Maybe it's getting your kids off of white bread. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's drinking more water. Maybe it's something that you want to do. Like maybe instead of saying, I'm going to drink a gallon of water every day when you're not drinking water at all, say, I'm going to drink 20 ounces of water today. And that goal, let that be your goal. Let that be your progress to get you to your goal. And stop worrying about this perfection thing. It only brings us down. It only, I think, reinforces the negative talk because perfection doesn't exist. None of us are perfect. There's no reason to strive for that. Just to strive to be better than you were yesterday and you'll be so much better off. So again, like I said, I think I'm doing this episode today for you guys just as much as I am myself. I get in my head. I know we all do, but I'm here to tell you that I know for sure that progress is better than perfection and even messy progress, right? Messy progress is better than perfection. Any progress is better than perfection. But don't let yourself get in that negative space with the negative self-talk and bring yourself down because you're better than that and you can do hard things. You have done many of hard things. And I challenge you, write a list of all the things that you've done in your life that have been hard and challenging and felt like you could not accomplish them, but you did. Even if, let's say you're doing a, you know, couch to 5K and you've done a 5K before, write that on the list. You've done the hard things. You've done the training. You've done the work. You did the hard work. You did the hard things. Like I said, it could be something, you know, really bad. Like maybe you went through a bankruptcy. That was hard, but you've come out the other side. Maybe it was you lost a job. You lost a parent. You had an ill kid. Maybe yourself, like I said, you were really ill. You've done hard things. You have done hard things. There are so many hard things that we're going to deal with in our lives. This is no different. Getting healthy, getting well, taking care of yourself, making yourself a priority after years of putting yourself on the back burner, it seems impossible. And it may be hard work, but it's worth it. And remember, do not try to be perfect. Progress over perfection always wins. I want to leave you with this quote. I don't know who said it. It was on Etsy, an Etsy shop on a picture, but it says, she was unstoppable, not because she did not have failures or doubts, but because she continued on despite them. I hope that encourages you. I hope you guys can use that to motivate you this week to work towards some goal and realize that progress always wins over perfection. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. If you love this episode, please leave me an iTunes review. It would mean the world to me and it would help me get the word out about helping other moms reclaim their health. Thank you so much.